That's right. Brian Mazurowski here with you for the next hour or so. We're looking at a pretty nice day once again. Hope everyone enjoyed yesterday and is continuing that feeling today. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I'm just sitting here. You know, it's just the same thing with me every day. You sit here, you read a bunch of the news, and you just get a fire in your belly. Steaming. You know, turn off your phone, go outside, enjoy yourself. Relieve some stress. I think that's the way to go about the next couple of days. But thanks for hanging out with me here on BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. You'll hear from Joe later on, I think. At some point today. I'm just hanging out with you here for the next little bit. And we got a lot to get to. So I got to jump right into it because this is something we talked a lot about throughout the week. It's almost like a theme of the show this week. And it's been the theme of this stadium discussion, too, that we've talked about over and over and over again. Is, you know, please be informed with what you're doing. You know, be informed. Because what's disappointment? This is the theme of the week. Disappointment happens when expectations don't match up with reality. Right? When expectations and reality are clashing, you end up disappointed. Think about it in terms of your brackets that everybody's filling out, right, around the office. Kentucky loses yesterday, and everyone's brackets all busted. And for most people, it's fine because that's what you expected to happen. You know, I filled this thing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm talking about. And it's fine. The people who are really upset are the ones who expected that they knew what was going to happen, which that's not reality. So you're going to end up disappointed. But why is this happening so often in the stadium discussion? Where I feel, you know, from what I'm hearing when people talk about this, is that there are different levels of disappointment. And, you know, when I kind of probe a little bit further, it's all being fueled by just boneheaded reports and comments that you see over and over that just don't match up with reality. That is, it's not even, I don't want to call it bad reporting. It's just, like, just think about it. Just think about the situation and think about the reality we live in. And if you do that, at the end of the day, even if you're one of the many people who say, I don't like any public money or public financing for an NFL football stadium, for any private company, you're probably not going to be terribly disappointed because you knew what reality was. And so I think people have lofty expectations fueled by boneheaded reports and comments, like one that was just dropped on the Investigative Post. Which I've already seen a couple of reporters who are close to the topic rip apart. And I read this report and I just could not. I'm looking at this. I'm like, this is what's fueling. Not this in particular, but just things like this report. It's what's fueling a lot of this discontent that's out there with this. This is the report. It's titled, Bills Stadium Plans Are an Outlier. Plans for a football-only venue in a far-flung suburb with no ancillary development are out of step with NFL trends. That's the title of this story. So immediately it's got my ears and my antennas up because I'm looking at the title. I'm thinking, this doesn't sound right. And then we go to the very first line of the story. Very first line of the story. Quote, most modern NFL stadiums operate as year-round destinations. No, they don't. Wrong. First line of the story. And this is a long story. That's the very first line. That's the first thing people are going to read. Most modern NFL stadiums operate as a year-round destination. I wonder where people get that idea. Well, it's because you have stories like this that put it in the very lead of the story. No, they don't. NFL stadiums, we've said many times, if you listen to this show, hopefully you're grounded in that reality. NFL stadiums exist to host NFL games. Full stop. That's it. Sometimes they get other big events. They are not year-round destinations. NFL stadiums host football games. And if you're going to build an NFL stadium, your expectation is that's going to host football games, and that's it. And anything extra is gravy. Because we built a football stadium for football games. That's the expectation that lines up with reality. Not this idea. Most modern NFL stadiums operate as year-round destinations. Where would you get that from? Let's look at one. Allegiant Stadium. Allegiant, that's, it doesn't get more modern than that. In Las Vegas, brand new football stadium built for the Raiders in Las Vegas. They operate as a year-round destination. Well, let's count the events they're having the offseason. I'm on their website, upcoming events. Well, they have BTS. They've got a WWE pay-per-view. That'll be pretty sweet. Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Weeknd, 1, 2, 3, 4 events, and then football games. And then you add on Motley Crue, Def Leppard. That's actually coming to our stadium, too. So you have, let's see, 4 concerts, 1 wrestling show, and then the football season. 5 events in all of the offseason. Now, according to this article, most modern NFL stadiums operate as year-round destination. Is that a year-round destination? 5 things outside of football? I don't think so. And that's in that's in the entertainment capital of the world with one of the most high-end facilities you can get, brand new, in Las Vegas. Well, continue on with the article. The Bills demanding a $1.4 billion, 62,000-seat open-air stadium in Orchard Park. Those plans make no mention of ancillary development common at most other stadiums. Now, before we get into, is it really common in most other stadiums? Well, how about this? First things first, you build the stadium. Why don't we focus on the stadium? What's more reasonable to go to New York State with? Hey, we're going to ask you for a ton of money to build a football stadium. Or, hey, we're going to ask you for a ton of money to build a football stadium and like X, Y, and Z after. First things first. Let's continue with the story. The apparent lack of ancillary development, coupled with the stadium's single-purpose design, make it an outlier among NFL venues, experts told Investigative Post. Okay, first, again, wrong. Every stadium has a single-purpose design, to play a football game. If there's one thing you take from the show, let's go. Football stadiums host football games. And then, okay, various experts told Investigative Post. Now, who are these experts? Let's go to the next paragraph. This is a quote. It certainly stands out as an anomaly relative to what we're seeing in other locations across the country, said Patrick Reich, director of the sports business program for Washington University in St. Louis. Of course, I should have known. Who are the experts? A public university professor. No conflict of interest there at all. No reason a public university professor would want money to go to a school instead of a stadium. Classic conflict of interest. Oh, you mean to tell me that somebody who teaches at a university funded by a state would rather see state money go to his university than a football? I can't believe it. Well, there's the expert that they're talking to. We'll continue on the story. Most of the newest stadiums were designed for use beyond just football games. The most exotic of them, SoFi Stadium in suburban Los Angeles, features shops and restaurants. Did they just describe a mall? Aren't those shops and restaurants? Isn't that what that is? You can go to one place, there's various shops and a few places to eat. I think that's the Boulevard Mall in the 90s. Aren't those dead? And then SoFi Stadium, Let me remind you, it did say this in there. It is in L.A. And they said it's in suburban Los Angeles. No, it's not. SoFi Stadium is in L.A. It's a 10-minute drive from LAX. 20 minutes from Skid Row, if you're looking for a place to stay. And what are we doing in the first, comparing anything in L.A. to Buffalo? You know, another red flag. This is nothing but red flags. Just your antennas should be going up, up. L.A. to Buffalo. That is not a comparison that anyone grounded in reality should be making. Buffalo is not L.A. You heard it here first. We'll continue in the article. Older stadiums have been refurbished with an eye on making them more than a place to watch a football game. Over the years, the New England Patriots developed Patriot Place, a complex almost as large as Walden Galleria that includes shops, restaurants, hotels, and a movie theater. Again, that's a mall. Do we want to build another mall? Is that why we're disappointed in the stadium? Given the current state of them around Western New York? Is that my first and foremost concern is if we're going to have a football stadium, there better be a new mall attached to it. And again, first comes the stadium before any of this development. You can always weigh in 803-0930 if you're thinking along the lines that I, or if you're not. But if you have some comments, a lot of you chiming in on the text board, give me a call too, 803-0930. You know, why is there not ancillary development around the current stadium? Why are we not talking about ancillary development right now in Orchard Park? Well, first off, we don't have a done deal yet. You know, some people will tell you still that there's going to be a stadium in downtown Buffalo, even though, you know, that's not what we're hearing at all. But why are we not hearing about ancillary development around the current stadium? Why isn't it there? Now, hear me out. Maybe, just maybe, maybe. It's because we've spent the last decade plus talking about how a stadium should go downtown. Why in the world would anybody say, you know what, would go great. I mean, we have the stadium here. I'm going to build a big hotel right next to it. Why in the world would anyone do that when we've done nothing over the last 20 years beside talk about how, oh, there's going to be a new stadium soon and it's not going to be here. We got to move it downtown. We got to move it somewhere else. Why would anyone invest and develop in the area if right on the front of their minds is, I don't know if there's going to be a stadium here 3 years after this project's done? Right? I mean, so, of course, there's not a ton of ancillary development around the stadium in Orchard Park. Why would there be investment by the current stadium if the thought is that it's just going to be on the move? Now, they do bring up maybe a little bit of a closer comparison. The article continues. In 2017, the Green Bay Packers opened Titletown next to Lambeau Field. Now, that's true. Now, keep in mind, Lambeau Field opened in 1957. So it took 60 years after the stadium was built to make anything like that. 60 years and a major renovation of the stadium before they felt confident that they could build up around it and make that work. And to the person texting in, oh, if you would have watched this on TV, you would have understood exactly what they're talking about. I have the full article. You know, you watched the snippet. I'm reading line for line. I'm going through this line for line, this report. This is the full thing of what they're talking about. Now, we want to compare it to Green Bay Packers title time. Okay. And it's just more of this. Not rooted in reality. We're not using anything relevant of an example. You're nitpicking and criticizing something that Nobody said isn't going to happen, but certainly, again, first things first, you build a stadium, and then we'll see where we go from there. You have a plan in place to have a long-term facility in Orchard Park, and then you start thinking about this. That long-term plan has not been there my entire lifetime. And then, you know, there's the other part of, you know, this augmented reality that people are living in. You know, everyone likes to say, well, if we built a dome, we would have, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know, we'd have everything from a Super Bowl to some imaginary big conference that's held on a football field that I've never seen before in my life. No. Again, that's not happening. Buffalo is not hosting a Super Bowl. It's never happening. We are not big enough to handle the event. Don't take my word for it. Let's go back to the Buffalo News. A couple of months ago, John Simperman there was quoted. He's a longtime sports marketing exec. He said, we don't have enough hotel rooms and downtown infrastructure for the NHL All-Star Game, because that would have happened by now. We're not building a stadium with the hope of a Super Bowl. In that same article, Pat Kaler, who you've heard here many times on WBEN, said that the holy grail sporting event that Western New York could hope to attract is the Women's Final Four Basketball Championship. And even that would require new things, hotel rooms, enhancements to the arena. That's not being held in the football stadium either. So, and you have to realize that this is part of the discussion. These hotel rooms that they're talking about, not enough downtown to host the NHL's All-Star Game. Stop thinking about a Super Bowl. Market size is a huge part when you're thinking about this. It matters. Well, continue on. This article, the Investigative Post, while considered the gold standard of stadiums, SoFi is not the best example to consider for Buffalo. Well, finally, we're getting to this halfway through. Stadiums in Indianapolis and Minneapolis are more relevant examples. Now, that might seem reasonable on the surface, right? No, like we just said, you can't compare Buffalo and L.A. So we'll compare Buffalo to things more our size, Indianapolis, Minneapolis. But hang on, take a look at those cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul, city center, population, 725,000. Indianapolis, city center, population, 864,000 plus. Buffalo, 256,000. You cannot compare Buffalo to cities that are three times the size when talking about this story and being taken seriously. Three times the size. So when people bring up Indianapolis, just remember, that's over three times the size of the city center. So there's a reason why that's going to be different than what we have here. And they went on Indianapolis, of course. Lucas Oil Stadium. It's over a decade old. They put this line in the story. In a typical year, Lucas Oil Stadium hosts about 200 events, including corporate meetings and wedding receptions. Now, where did those facts come from? Well, the link is right there in the line in the story. It was taken from a five-year-old article on that stadium, which that's not up to date, a 2017 article. And the full quote from that article, I mean, the quote is almost lifted. The quote from the article, in a typical year, Lucas Oil Stadium hosts 200-plus events, from small corporate meetings and wedding receptions to football games. Now, is that what we're aiming for? If your point is to show, oh, all these other events take place at these other stadiums, is that really what people are thinking? You know, oh, the stadium, it hosts all these big other events. Are you really thinking about, you know, our WBEN quarterly meeting? Because that's included in here. Are you thinking about a small wedding? Because they included that in the 200 event. That's not what we're thinking of. Elsewhere in that same article they linked to, it says Lucas Oil is in the minority of being connected to a convention center, which always gets pointed out by people. And that 2017 article also talks about a U2 concert as being only Lucas Oil's sixth standalone concert ever in 10 years. So if your argument is most stadiums are actually these big major event drivers, and that Buffalo building a stadium that's only going to be for football is some great outlier, this ain't it, pal. Brian Mazurowski, I'm here with you till 10 o'clock on WBEN. Here, BMAS and Beamer, Brian Mazurowski here. I'm like ready to flip over a table here. Get me outside on WBEN. We've been going through this. It irritates me every time I see this because we've done nothing but see people be just completely, I don't know if confused is the right word, misled, but there's just so much nonsense out there when it comes to this idea of a new Bills stadium. That it's no wonder when I talk to people about it, their thoughts seem so distant from reality. And it was on point. Now I'm hearing it, on our text board. It was featured on one of the TV stations last night, too. I'm guessing Channel 2, they use this. But this Investigative Post story, the title, Bill's Stadium Plans Are an Outlier. The idea of the story is that most stadiums that are built now are actually drivers of other huge events. And it's just simply not accurate. And even in the comparisons they make, there are no comparisons to, maybe Cleveland, I would put is somewhat similar. But even that is a way bigger city than Buffalo. There are not good comparisons to Buffalo in Western New York. But even if you were to make the comparison, this idea that these stadiums are actually drivers to other big events are not accurate. You're giving people the wrong idea of what a football stadium is. You know why you build an NFL stadium? So that you have an NFL team that hosts NFL games. That's it. That is it, full stop. There's even more. We went through so much of this story. There's even more. They talk about the Titans, the Bears, the Washington, now they're the Commanders. And all their plans for potential new stadiums. Again, what are we doing? We're comparing development in Buffalo, Washington, D.C., and Nashville to what might happen here? It's insane. And they're also, it goes on, they quote George Hesoitis. He's one of the people who led a group who came up with a drawing and everything for a dome on the waterfront back in Buffalo in 2013, in downtown Buffalo on the waterfront. A quote from the story, he believes it's essential for a small market team like the Bills to develop a stadium that accommodates more than football games and the occasional concert. Again, show me a stadium that does that. But anyways, this is the... This is what got me in table flipping mode from the article. He said the stadium would have hosted other events, including soccer and basketball games and possibly a Super Bowl. He's talking about his idea of a dome waterfront stadium. Basketball games, a Super Bowl. The stadium would hold so many other events. No, it wouldn't. I'm like beside myself. Let me give you a tip out there. If somebody is talking about the stadium, if you're used as an expert in this topic, if you think that Buffalo is going to host a Super Bowl, you're out. If you're reading an article, you're reading something, and they're quoting somebody is saying, you know, Super Bowl in Buffalo in the same sentence, no, that's not going to, you're disqualified from being a quote-unquote expert on the situation. That's not going to happen. Basketball. What basketball games are you going to put in a 60,000? Please elaborate. What basketball game? Are you talking the Final Four? That's not coming to Buffalo. For many other reasons around the area. The hotels being first and foremost. We don't have the amenities. And that's okay, by the way. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not lamenting that we're not a bigger city, but you have to live in the reality of what we are. Soccer game, you know, maybe they host, they could do a soccer game. You can't do a soccer game in the current stadium. The field literally isn't big enough. I would hope that that's a consideration in a new stadium. The field could be a little bigger. I mean, there's a potential you can get some sort of game here, you know, once in a while. But it's not going to be a major event. Super Bowl. Maybe MAC Championship. Maybe. Super Bowl. And yet stuff like this gets published all the time. Saying, well, if there was just a dome, we could have the Super Bowl here. It's a load of garbage. And all it's going to do is make people disappointed. Why? Again, expectations, reality, not matching up at all, and you end up with disappointment. On the other thing on the dome part, you know, the NFL has a little bit of a say on these matters too. The league does not want every team to be playing in a dome with a field that looks exactly the same. It's a made-for-TV league. And Buffalo might not pop up on the spreadsheets, but Buffalo certainly pops up on the TV. Snowy, cold, windy days in Buffalo. People like that on TV. That's something you sell to a TV audience. So there's other things that go into it. If you want to build a dome because you want to wear a t-shirt inside of a game in January, I'm all ears. You know, that's a reasonable argument to make. That would be a reason to do so. If you want to build a dome because you think, well, we're going to get a Super Bowl, no, you're not. Buried at the very bottom of that article is finally one bit of reality. And they talked to, I'm going to butcher his last name, of course, a fellow Polak here, Michael Bojuki, who's a senior principal with Venue Strategies. I can pronounce my own Mazurowski, but hardly anybody else's. He said he's not convinced that building a dome or multipurpose stadium would generate substantial year-round use. He's quoted in the article at the very end, after all of that, is saying an NFL stadium, whether it's domed or open air, is suitable first and foremost for pro football games. There are some exceptions, but they are very rare. That's what you lead the article with. That's the headline. That's it. That is the one single piece of information that everybody should know about this process. You are not, whether you're for or against public funding, base it on this, that you're building a stadium for the Buffalo Bills. You're building a stadium to host about 10, hopefully more, NFL games every year, and there might be some concerts in the offseason. And that is it. And base it around that. And personally, you tell me that, I'm fine with it. I support it. What the Bills mean to Buffalo, we've done shows on that, the impact they have. I am perfectly fine with it. But it's disingenuous to go to people and say, listen, this is a bad deal, because the stadium is only hosting football games, unlike all these other places that host so much more. That's not true. I mean, how do you lead an article The very first line of that story, most modern NFL stadiums operate as a year-round destination. You have to go all the way down, read all that to get to an actual expert. They talked to a few people in this, but the only person who knows what they're talking about is buried at the bottom, who says, quote, an NFL stadium, whether it's domed or open air, is suitable first and foremost for pro football games. Some